All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. I'm here to talk about the ongoing saga involving the Minnesota Vikings and running back Adrian Peterson. Now, Peterson only played in one game last season for the Vikings as a result of the National Football League suspending him for his child abuse scandal. Now, Peterson did spend part of the season in 2014 on the commissioner's exempt list, which means that he was paid, that there were some games that he was not compensated at all. Now, he was reinstated last month after the NFLPA appealed the National Football League's ruling against Peterson. Now, during his time away from the game, Peterson really felt that the Vikings organization turned their backs on him, and they really did not support him in the manner that he was expected to be supported. And because of this, Peterson no longer wants to play for the Vikings. His agent, Ben Dagra, is really trying to seek a trade out of town. And you look at some teams that could be interested in Peterson. You look at the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and Dallas Cowboys. Now, for me, the bottom line is the feelings of Adrian Peterson have been hurt in this, and I know he has done some tremendous things on the football field for the Minnesota Vikings. I know he's done some things in the community up there in Minneapolis for the team as well, but the bottom line is we are in a state right now in the National Football League that no team wants bad press. And regardless of who you are as a player, teams are going to do what is best for the team, which sometimes is not going to be the best thing for a player, regardless if he is a superstar or not. Now, at the same time, if Adrian Peterson no longer wants to play for the Minnesota Vikings, and if your general manager Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer, you need to do everything possible to get him out of town, because it's going to be a distraction. Because it's going to be a distraction for all of the coaches and the 52 other players on that team. Just for as an example, let's say that the Vikings decide to keep Peterson and he comes to training camp. Now the other 52 guys on that team are going to be asked questions about Adrian Peterson. And more than likely, they're going to be unnecessary questions about Adrian Peterson, and it's going to be a big time distraction. Now, he's 30 years old. He still has some value as a running back, and I don't think it's going to be a situation like the Herschel Walker trade many moons ago when the Vikings sold the farm to get him from the Dallas Cowboys. No, but it's a situation you can still get something back. Now, are you going to have teams that are going to be willing to give up first round picks for Peterson? It all depends on how many teams are really willing to step up and take a guy like Peterson. I've said all along that this is a situation that screams of the Dallas Cowboys, and this was even before DeMarco Murray left town to join the Philadelphia Eagles. It really wasn't set in stone that the Cowboys would put a full court press to keep Murray in town. And you look at a guy like Adrian Peterson, he is a native of the state of Texas, and you know, he would love to really put that star on the side of his helmet, and he could be the missing link in the Dallas Cowboys getting back to the Super Bowl. So if you're the Vikings, I mean, just do what is best, cut ties, trade Adrian Peterson, get some picks back. You have the NFL draft coming up in about a month, and you know, you can go forward from there and build your team for 2015. But the bottom line is, if you're the Vikings, you really don't need a distraction like this on a team. I think at some point, cooler heads are going to prevail in Minnesota and Peterson is going to be traded, because, again, it simply does not make sense to have a guy on your team that does not want to be there. Folks, as always, I want to take this time out for thanking you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, you can continuously check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. If you follow me, I will follow you right back. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page. We have one at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. And feel free to like it. As always, folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.